Welcome everyone to the Friends That Carry On podcast, where we dive deeper into our trips, unpack tips, and everything in between. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a trip with your favourite group of friends.
Hello and welcome to Friends That Carry On. We're a group of friends who like to travel the world and try to create FOMO not only amongst ourselves, but in our listeners too, and hopefully inspire them to travel. We have a regular podcast, as you all know, and we are starting to do a new segment where we bring in our travel experts to just go over latest happenings in the travel industry, business, news, etc., and obviously their own travel deals of what's going on and what people should be booking and that type of stuff. So today, not only do we have Tony Price and Brian Romine and Eric Fargo in the house, but on the line we have Matt Crundup. Crundup. Matty K.
It's a chance for you to introduce yourself, Matty.
From Matty K Travel in Long Island, New York. Welcome to the show, Matty.
Thanks, guys, so much. Yes, it's Matt Crundup, and that is how Matty K came about, because nobody can say that right. So, Matty K, as everybody knows. Thank you so much, guys, for having me back today. Happy Friday. As it is 5 o'clock somewhere, very shortly.
Yes.
And I hope everybody had a wonderful week. It's an exciting end to a very crazy month here.
Yes, it has been. So we're getting ready. So this will drop typically on Tuesday. So we're getting ready to go into the kind of the first week here of July. So it has been a kind of a crazy week, all kinds of spiking with the virus, but so how is that kind of affecting you guys right now, Matt?
You know, when you, depending on which news station you watch, but if you watch the news, apparently some of our popular destinations are seeing a spike. One of the biggest places, obviously, that everybody's talking about is Florida, and then right behind that is California. And Disneyland was slated to open July 17th. July 17th, and that got indefinitely put on hold due to some of the spikes. Disney World is still slated to open on July 11th, but we don't know now with Florida travel. But we've seen kind of a reverse now, where the governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are now requiring a quarantine when you return to the New York tri-state area, or if you're coming to the New York area from one of those hot spots right now. So that's kind of thrown a little bit of a damper in our travel plans that we have going on right now. But we still have people looking to travel, and they're still willing to go away.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we were talking about before, you know, there's kind of the, what do you want to call us? The crazy ones who we don't care. We're just going to go travel as soon as we can. So I know we were talking about some short-term things that were opening up, obviously domestically, but we were talking about some stuff, some deals in Mexico and a few other things. Have anything else opening up that you have going on?
How about a non-hot spot destination?
I'll tell you. I mean, Mexico opened June 8th. They've been open. We've had some friends. Last time we were on, we had friends at El Dorado Maroma. You know, Charisma's got Margaritaville opening up, they've still got some great deals left, you know, just to the end of the month. You know, Hard Rock had their voucher program, which I think if somebody listens in, they might extend that a little bit. And Palace Resorts had that 2-for-1 deal. You buy one room, you get a second room for free, and you don't have to use it at the same time. You can kind of travel with whenever you want as a second trip this year. Jamaica's opening the gates slowly. July 22nd, you'll see Turks and Caicos opening. But each island is starting to open slowly. And if you listen to all the islands, they're reporting that there's very few, if any, hot spots down there. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah, very good. Well, how about your agency? Do you have any specials or deals going on for those spots that you're promoting right now?
Till the end of the month, yeah, we've definitely been pushing the Hard Rock pay now and travel later promo, where you can basically buy a 3, 4, or 5 night certificate for 2020 or 2021. The 2-for-1s at Palace was incredible. And then the next thing is people are starting to think about already is winter break next year. Starting to think of, you know, we always say up here in the Northeast, as soon as it's warm here in New York, we're thinking and planning what we're going to be doing for the winter time when it gets cold here again. But we'll have to see what comes out for July. I think as you're going to start to see more destinations open up, we're going to start to see a lot of deals. Disney released their 2021 packages. Some strange things to that. You have to make park reservations now. You can't bounce from park to park. And I think in the other big announcement, I just booked my first one, is Eastern Airlines is back in the game.
Wow.
And Eastern Airlines is going to be flying nonstop JFK to Los Cabos.
Wow.
Twice a week. Yes. I just booked my first client on that flight for mid-August. But Wednesdays and Saturdays, direct on a, looks like from the seat map, it's going to be a 767. But a 5.5 hour flight. It's not a not an everyday thing. You find a Los Cabos direct flight from JFK.
Yeah. Right. Nice.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. So we're going to be sending our first group of direct flight clients over to Hard Rock Los Cabos.
Very cool.
Awesome.
I was going to ask you, the with some of these deals that they're putting together and coming back, are they given any kind of, I guess, cancellation policies that's different than normal, or letting you reschedule if something happens and you kind of get, like, if I get conflicted and now they don't take me because we're in a DC hotspot or something like that?
Yeah, pretty much everybody has very liberal cancellation policies at this point, up until, you know, cancel, you know, 24 hours before, where it used to be 30 days, you know, you were giving them, you'd be losing deposits. You'd have, you know, there's a lot of flexibility. The airlines are still waiving change fees. There is that misconception that if, you know, the flight you have is $400 and you're changing it to a different date, that you don't have to pay a difference. If there's a difference in cost of the fare, you still have to pay that. What they're waiving is any change fees that might be associated with that. If right. you had an inexpensive flight, now you want to go there on Christmas week, obviously the flights are going to cost more money. You still have to pay that difference.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
Because I think we were talking about Jim booking one of those down to Mexico, Shelly and I, and figuring, you know, we won't want our money back. We'll just say, well, we'll just go whenever it frees up again. So might as well jump on some of these opportunities while they exist.
Yeah, they're, I mean, everybody's got great deals. I think it was Iberostar just sent out a, it was a tweet or an Instagram alert that a bunch of their resorts had opened up in Mexico. So they're rolling. And I think, like I said, the next big thing is we've got Jamaica open. Punta Cana is opening. I believe it's July 7th. I believe it's the date. Nice. The Punta Cana airport opens somewhere around that point, I believe. I believe it's July 7th was the day that that was opening up. So the resorts will be right behind it and allowing guests. And then the other thing to keep in mind is whatever island you're going to is they do have these new procedures. Some are requiring a COVID test. Some aren't. Keep that in mind when you're getting ready to plan your trip to whatever island that is whether or not you need a COVID test or not.
So is the test prior to boarding a plane and going to the country, or is it upon arriving there they make you take a test?
Each island has different policies. The Bahamas, you have to show one prior. That's also Turks and Caicos. You have to have a negative test within 48 hours prior to arrival. Then you have some islands which are doing where you get a temperature check and a health questionnaire upon arrival, and if there is a change or something wrong with your health questionnaire or health check, they would further, you know, examine you upon arrival.
Yeah, I think so. Some of the tests they have out, and they may not be so available for the travel industry, but just within the hospital systems, they have two-hour turnarounds. So I wondered whether or not they would, if there was enough of a supply, that seems to me to be the way to do it. You could just get tested, and you hang on in the
we need to get a guy
terminal and wait 2 hours for your results.
Yeah, that I see a business opportunity.
I'm already five steps ahead of you on that one, because we've got places that unless you have symptoms or unless you are have a particular job, you can't get a test.
Yeah, right.
So I was looking into. I'm like, listen, we could do this here in the travel office, you know, in our storefront. You know, we could do a specific COVID testing for travel. You know, you come in, we'll swab your nose, we'll book your airline tickets, and you know, one stop shop.
Send you on your way.
I'm seeing like a little travel van in the mobile parking spot at the airports, and just get your drive up COVID test.
So that's definitely something to keep in mind. And there's no answer. Like, what happens if you get to one of these spots and you fail your questionnaire, or you fail your temperature check? You know, they're talking about doing temperature checks in Disney, and I think we said this last time. It's 100 degrees on a summer afternoon. You're going to check me, and I'm going to be higher than 100.4.
Well, I have the solution. I mean, there's enough positive tests. You just send everybody that's positive to the same resort.
Yeah, there you go.
They can all vacation together.
There you go. And, wow. And now what's crazy is they're saying that there's so many people that have the strain that are asymptomatic. They have no symptoms at all. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens with the people that are asymptomatic and showing up and testing positive.
I was thinking of popping ibuprofen on the plane ride down, so when they did take a temperature, hopefully, even if I had a small temperature, it's bringing it down just to be safe.
Yeah. Get some ice right before you take it.
Yeah. Yep.
We come in at 82 degrees.
Right. Like, dude, you're dead. Yeah, well, you know.
I've been told that before.
Oh, my.
So, Matt, are there any domestic deals going on? I know, obviously, we've got a spike in the southern states going on right now, but is there any places or deals that are going on across the U.S. or Alaska or any place like that?
There's tons of deals to be had, and there were. I mean, Florida was – everybody was flocking to – I was getting probably 5 or 6 requests for Destin, Florida a day.
Really? For Destin, huh?
Okay. For Destin, Florida. And then the Keys and Fort Lauderdale, obviously, right now, like I said, with the spikes and people, there's some nervousness. And we'll see. I'm not going to question what's on the news, what's not on the news, and what's real or what's fake or what's not. You know, everybody makes their own opinion on what they're comfortable with. But it is definitely some good deals to be had if you want to head down to Florida still, if you are still comfortable doing so. The domestic travel, you also have Universal's been open. They've got some great deals going. But the domestic travel partners are realizing that people do want to stay and travel domestically. Mm-hmm. You're getting a lot of travel by car. I got about 4 requests this week for Pigeon Forge, all-inclusive, which I said there are no all-inclusives in Pigeon Forge. I mean, that might change after this podcast. but beyond that, you know, still got the people ready to rock and roll and head to Disney. I got a lot of requests still for Disney. You know, we got a big Disney agency, and even those who don't want to, you know, who don't mind wearing a mask in Florida sun, they'll be there at rope drop for opening day as soon as it opens.
Nice.
Great.
That's pretty cool. So, yeah. Matt, can you tell us where our listeners can go to check out your website and check out some of the great deals that you have right now and upcoming?
Sure. The two best places is you find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Matty K Travel, and we run the Facebook group Best Travel Deals Anywhere. Other easy way, MattyKTravelGroup.com. And we've always got specials and deals popping up, and you can join our email list and keep up to date of to all the travel that we have going on.
There we go. Okay.
That's great. And I know one other deal that you all had going on, because I know you all are tied to the medical industry is that you do have deals for first responders or the medical people. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So for those who don't know, my background being a paramedic, my wife is the assistant manager of an emergency room here in New York. So we felt it was extremely important to be able to give back to the healthcare workers who have busted their butts and gotten their butts beaten, handed to them the past couple months with everything that's gone on. So we do have some special unpublished off-the-record deals available for your healthcare workers that we've worked out with some of our travel partners. And if you are a healthcare worker, for starters, thank you very much for everything that you've done to help us. And you definitely reach out to us, and we can go over some of those specials that we have available.
Sweet. Great. Super. Well, Maddie, we certainly appreciate you traveling or joining us to give us some of that travel insight and travel tips and travel deals through Maddie K Travel. So really appreciate it. We look forward to talking with you again soon. Anything else, guys?
I think we're good. But, yeah, Maddie, we'll catch up again here in a couple weeks.
Yep. Thank you so much, guys. Have a good one. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you in the skies real soon.
Absolutely. All right.
Thanks, Matt. Talk soon. Take care.
All right. And for all of our listeners, again, you can catch us at friendsthatcarryon.com and, of course, all against, across all social media platforms at friendsthatcarryon. So we'll catch you guys soon. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Be sure to join the Friends next week for another great discussion. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. You can also find the Friends and other content at www.friendsthatcarryon.com or check us out on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook by searching Friends That Carry On. Thanks again for joining us, and don't forget to carry on, friends.